Hello, people. I hope y'all out there doing something positive, something productive, something conducive for your well-being. My name is Rashad. You can call me Steaks. They call me King Steaks out there. For the first people listening, I am starting over again, starting a new podcast. I started a few podcasts before, two of them. This one I'm going to have a little bit more control over. So, I guess this will be like the first episode that I'm trying out, first piece of product I'm going to push out first. And where do I start? We could talk about what I plan for this podcast to be talking about, what I plan on doing with this podcast. Pretty much what I plan on doing with it is what I plan on doing with every podcast or every pod show that I try to do. I just want to talk about what's on my mind. I want to talk about what I see. I want to talk about what I like. I want to talk about the things I like to talk about. Hopefully, it's a lot of people out there that has the same taste and interest, and y'all be just as entertained. Let's talk about today, I guess. Currently, it is 3:06. Tomorrow, I need to be to work. But I have not been sleeping. It's hard as shit for me to go to sleep these days. And honestly, I'm thinking the reason why I can't go to sleep is because I'm supposed to be up pushing for my dream, pushing for my goals. I think my body is not letting me sleep because I'm supposed to be up pushing for success, pushing for the things that I want to do. Instead of getting comfortable and going to sleep and waking up to go push for somebody else's success and getting paid minimum for it. My body been telling me it's time to stop sleeping. Or at least that's what I'm feeling. What I've heard is, what I've noticed and what I've seen is majority of successful people don't sleep that much. All that precious time that we got to use that time to be making some kind of moves. You know? I want it to be that when I sleep, my money is working. And when I'm up, I'm making money. And when I'm out and having fun, I'm making money. I was told a long time ago, if you find a way to do something you love to do and get paid doing it, you'll never have to work again a day in your life. And that's just what I'm trying to get to. A little bit about myself. 41. Not born in America, but raised in North Philadelphia. I was actually born on Yokota Air Force Base in Fuchsia, Tokyo, Japan. I remember nothing about it. My furthest memory would be Seymour Johnson Air Force Base in Goldsboro, North Carolina. But I moved from there to West Philadelphia. That's where my mother was from. And I've been in Philly for the rest of the remainder. I've got to travel a lot in America, but my hometown and where I'm from is Philadelphia. Right now I stay in North Philadelphia. I currently work a regular job. I have a kid, I have a daughter. Living conditions is not that great. Things that I like to do, I've always made music. I love music. I've always had a thing for entertainment. But before the king and queen received word of his discovery, they had already sent a dozen ships. I've always had a thing to make music. I've always been good at making music. I went to Simon Gratz High School. Before Gratz, I went to Islamic schools, Ridge Avenue Islamic School, Germantown Masjid Islamic School, El Aqsa Islamic School. I also went to Hamilton Elementary. My last years of school, I was at West Philadelphia High. That's where I dropped out at. I do have a jail record. I'm proud to say that I haven't been back in prison since 2006. That is a beautiful run. And I'm proud to say I have not thrown too much of big rocks at the penitentiary since then. I've been on my straight and narrow. Not that much to show for it. Like I said, living conditions ain't everything. I'm still working a regular job. But you know, I'm out here, you know, and I got opportunities. And we're going to take this opportunity. And if you're still here, man, thank you. Thank you. Like I said, this is just an introductory. Like I said, I should be asleep. But like I said, my body is telling me I can't sleep. And the reason why I can't sleep is maybe I should be here talking to y'all. This is my first time having a laptop. That's crazy. I managed to have a microphone someone gave me. And now I got a laptop. Like I said, I've been a part of two different podcasts. They both went wood. They were fun while I was there, you know. I've made music. Personally, I think my music's good. But that all went wood also, you know. A new friend of mine, the guy that actually gave me this laptop, told me that I should do stand-up comedy. I told him I couldn't do stand-up comedy because I have too many people mad at me. So the next day, he told me I should do a podcast. I thought to myself, that's crazy. I've done podcasts already. I'm like, that's a good idea, but I'm like, I don't have a laptop. I'm like, I do got a microphone. The day before that, I just was thinking about some other things that required me to have a laptop, so I posted up on my Instagram, Facebook. Damn, I need a laptop. So, my man Kev tells me, like, if you had a laptop, would you start a podcast? I'm like, shit, yeah. I'm looking at him like, hey, this guy probably don't know that I'm Mr. Rothstein, man. Like, if you put me in Arizona, I'm in a casino. I'm going to start a show. You know, I'm going to have shows. I can't just run a casino. You know, I love entertainment. Like I said, I used to make raps, but at 40, 41, ain't really too much on the rap shit no more, you know. Not that I'm saying I'm too old to live the dream, but, bro, a motherfucker can't even run up steps like that no more. You know, you can't, at 41, you can't do what young rappers be fucking doing out this joint, so. But you can still chase your dream no matter what. So, I used to think, how can I, I still do think, how can I still be connected to the things I love at the age I'm at, and how can I progress more with it? I thought, record labels, I thought clothes. Record labels would be cool. I would really have to get on my Suge Knight shit or P. Diddy shit. And it's really, you can't really talk too much about P. Diddy right now. He really disappointed us. But, you gotta be on some type of shit on this music shit these days if you want to push other people out there and get people to play your artists. But I felt like that might, some of that stuff might be a little bit, those things might be a little bit down the line, you know. Some things you can't just get to. So I'm figuring, what can I get to right now that could push, that I could put out there? Well, I was doing podcasts before I had to pay for it. You know, usually pay for them to edit the videos and the whole nine. Pay for them to record the podcast. So that was a little hassle. Because like I said, I ain't doing that good, man. I don't sell crack. These motherfuckers don't smoke crack out here anywhere no more. They doing all extra other shit. Fentanyl and tranquilizer and shit. But anywho, what could be a platform that I could use to get there? To showcase all these talents. Then I thought, you know, what if I could make a podcast? But that was a far-fetched. You know. But then I'm sitting inside the smoke shop. And you know, the smoke shop is kind of like a bar, but you smoke in there. You know, I meet all these people. I meet a few cool people. And there's one cool person I meet. He's, you know, he just cool as shit. you know, like I say, tell me once, hey man, I think you should do comedy. And then he told me I should do podcasts. Actually, we agreed to do that. Both of us would be doing the podcast, so I would get down to the part where why you're only hearing me right now and not Kev, but you'll hear Kev later. So, like I said, you should do a podcast. You know, you got a personality to do a podcast. I'm thinking, like I said, I've already done podcasts, but I don't want to just be talking. When I was in prison, people used to just talk to pass the time. You know, people used to talk for entertainment. The upstate people always talk about, man, when I go home, I'm a build an aquarium, and I'm going to have to clean this fish, and I'm going to be praying to God all the time, and I'm going to buy my mama a house, and I'm going to take my kids to Disney World. About 6-7 weeks to the motherfuckers going home, they be right back. Right back and asking for their fucking shower shoes and shit back. So I made it a habit of telling people I don't want to talk about things because it sound good. So when Kev comes to me talking about the podcast, in the back of my head, I'm like, I don't, you know. So I tell him I got a microphone. I'll bring the microphone up tomorrow. He says, I got a laptop. I'll bring the laptop up tomorrow. In fact, I'll bring the laptop up tomorrow, and worst kind of worst, you can take the laptop back with you tomorrow. I'm like, but okay. It's not about keeping the laptop. It's about just taking one step before you take the rest of the 1,000 steps. So, come the next day, bring the microphone. Kev comes with the laptop. Beautiful. Only thing is, the microphone that I got is one of these studio radio station as microphones, and we're trying to do a little portable, so we need a little smaller microphone. So he didn't want to use this microphone, so he said, listen, just take it home and fix it up, set it up, figure it out. You know what I mean? So this is what I'm doing right now. I'm fixing it up, setting it up, trying it out, you know. And if you're sitting here listening to me, thank you. Like I said, it'll get way better, but I need to create a little bit of content right now just so I can review it, hear how it works. Huh? If y'all like it, man, well, this is not much to like yet, but, you know, this is sound check for me. But you will like it, you know? A lot of stories. I've done a lot of different things, you know, just traveling stories and life-changing stories and ways I used to think then and how I used to think now about different things and just a bunch of different shit that happens to me, like in my life, just in my walks of life. It's just a lot of crazy things. I've always said this. If you was to ever look way back in my timelines on my social medias and all that shit, I've always said HBO or Cinemax or not Lifetime, but any other cool, maybe even Discovery Channel, I don't know. Send me some camera people. Send me your cameras and just follow me around for maybe, just follow me around, bro. Just follow me around. You're going to get a show. Like, y'all missing out. But since that has not happened, I guess I'll present it to y'all myself. Because somebody got to get paid off his jaw. And even if I don't, some shit just so hilarious, I feel like the world should see it. Let my pain be your entertainment. A lot of pain that I get, I don't even see as pain. I just see it as shit happening and entertainment. So let's be entertained together. I think inside these podcasts, I might, because I've also always done another thing called Thought of the Day, or Thoughts of the Day, where I say a little positive thought. I got that from being in the sales crew, and I'll break all that down later. So I'm thinking I'm gonna end this one off with a thought. And my thought is, every day in Africa, the gazelle wakes up knowing it must outrun the fastest lion or it will be eaten. And every day in Africa, the lion wakes up knowing it must outrun the fastest gazelle or it's going to starve. No matter what, when they both wake up, or when we all wake up, we should wake up running. What's going to be your reason for running today? That's my thought. I'm sticking it to it. Y'all take that to the doors and get a bunch. Talk to y'all later.